Good morning. This is Vincent with Pheno Masonry and Chimney Restoration. How can I help you?
Yes. Hi, Vincent. This is Catherine from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Good. I'm doing well, too. Thank you so much. And before anything as well, I just wanted to let you know that this call may be recorded for training and quality assurance purposes. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. Thank you so much. So, yes, we just really wanted to touch base with you about the campaign, two things. So first is the Facebook ads campaign that you wanted to run. Mm-hmm. But before anything, though, I'm so sorry. Just wanted to let you know that we've already raised it to our website team to update the phone number on the website. And mm-hmm. once we complete the update on the phone number, that is the one main thing that is lacking. So we'll go live as per your instruction. However, for us to be able to go live, we need to gain access to your domain, phenomasonryandchimney.com. We still have not received any credentials or login towards the domain.
I gave you guys all that information months ago, so you guys did get it. I sent what they sent me in an email. You guys have had it for over a month, so you do have the I'm not it's called, but I sent it. I'll have to try to resend it right now, but I sent it to you when we first started the process for the new website. You had everything you guys needed.
All right, no worries.
So this,
I can double check on that too. My apologies.
I'm going to keep looking, but you do have it. We already went down this route. I'm just trying to relook at my sent emails to you guys.
Okay. Well, again, we sincerely apologize. I'm going through the information right now to see. Okay, let's see here. Okay. Yeah, I do see it was around February. You sent us an EPP code. Is that it?
That's it. That's what you guys, that's what they gave me from House Call Pro.
Okay. No worries. I'll let our website team know.
And they told, the website team already told me that that was good enough. That was
okay.
House Call Pro releasing the website to me was by
okay.
me sending you guys the E. I don't know anything about it, so I did what you guys asked, and I asked House Call Pro, and that's what they gave me, and they said that's all you guys would need to take it to my existing domain. And then when I sent that to you guys said, yup, that's good, we're good, we got it, we're all set.
Okay.
And then, so that was the last I knew. If we need something else, I'll have to contact them again, but as far as I was told, that is all you guys would need in order to access the domain.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, actually, that is correct. It might have been my fault. My apologies. I missed that.
No. It's okay.
So, yes, but the EPP code definitely is everything that we need. I did see a note as well around February from our website team, so I'm sure that they are already able to access it. They've already transferred the domain. So I've given them a heads up that all we need to do is to update the phone number on the footer, as what you've mentioned. There are still pages that does not reflect the correct number that we need to promote. So I've already sent that information to our website team, and then I gave them a heads up as well that once the phone number is all updated, then we can move forward, get the website live and running.
Sure.
Correct?
Yep. And then also the QR code stuff that I've been emailing back and forth all morning today with somebody from Local Splash
mm-hmm.
that's been very, very helpful. I don't know if it was you or not, but they already, like I just got an email a few minutes ago saying all the same stuff that you're telling me right now in the call,
mm-hmm.
but then also about the QR code and the BBB stuff, they're going to make sure that that shows up where it needs to on the new website as well. But that's all in the email you guys just sent me back a little while ago.
You got it correct. Yep, I do see that on here as well. We've got the BBB button and then the QR code. Let me just go look into it further. Just give me one quick second.
You're good.
Okay, so you've sent us the BBB HTML or embed code, so that's all good. We will be able to get your BBB seal. Let's see, BBB seal towards your website. Let's see what else we need to do. Okay. Now, I did see here included in the exchange emails, I would say a QR code, right?
Yeah, there's a QR code, and then I gave you my seal, and I gave you the BBB customer review button. So you guys have all three of them in emails that I sent you yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the one of the last emails you sent me today says the website items are in motion as well, updating the site-wide phone and including the BBB customer review and QR in prominent spots. And then also aligning, because on my present website through House Call Pro, it says that I have 14 reviews, but on the website that you guys have active right now, it says that I have 10. So they were going to all, in this email, it says that you guys are going to figure that out so that everything is aligned properly. Mm-hmm. So it's reflecting the same on both.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information.
I was going to say, that's the last email you guys sent me at 10:52 this morning. I'm just reading you back what you guys sent me.
Okay, thank you so much for that. So that's all good. I've given a heads up as well to our website team about it, that we do see the emails reflected here. The exchange emails, sure. We've given them a heads up to go over the specific email changes and, of course, to summarize, to update the phone number, and then make sure that it goes live after all the changes, to make sure as well that the BBB seal, the QR code, the review link are all on the website. And, of course, regarding the review, right? The review that you have.
Yeah, the correct.
You mentioned the discrepancy in the review.
Right now, when I open up my website that House Call Pro built, mm-hmm. it says I have 14 total reviews, which is between the House Call Pro reviews and Google. Because so far, those are the only ones that are attached on the website. I'm not sure if there's a way to bring in the Angie reviews and any other reviews that I might get. But either way, I'm just talking about the Google and House Call Pro reviews. On my website right now that is live, it says 14 total reviews. On the my site that you guys sent me to review, it says 10 total reviews. So something's not mingling, and they were going to look into that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
As customers leave me a review, because my customers that don't have Google, they get an automatic from House Call Pro, because that is still my CRM, and that's still what I'm using for a CRM. So when they don't have a Google email, they get a House Call Pro review, and then that posts live to my website. So you guys have both of those on my new website, but the review totals are not reflecting the same.
Okay.
Because it's more House Call Pro reviews than it is Google, because majority of my customers lately don't have Google emails, so they can't leave a Google review, but it automatically directs them to leave the review through House Call Pro, which I don't have to have their website in order to have those reviews, because you guys already have that on my new website that just... the numbers aren't matching is my concern.
Well, sure. No worries. I'm also going to get that sent out to our website team. You want quick check in?
Oh, I can't even find the damn thing. Yeah, right now I just opened it up, and none of my new reviews are showing up on the website that you guys have built, just old reviews, but on my actual website, I have reviews from just a few days ago, and they're on my website, but they're not on the site you guys built.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that. I think that's just because we sent you the preview as well a few days ago.
Sure. It might not have updated.
Yeah, that's correct. It hasn't updated, but I'll make sure that our team updates it before it goes live too. So I've given them.
No worries. So I do have one additional question though. So on your guys' my site, it's only reflecting the Google reviews where it shows them, but not House Call Pro reviews. And my more recent reviews were from House Call Pro. So like on your my site, it shows my reviews were 20 days ago, 1 month ago, and 1 month ago, even though I have had House Call Pro reviews within the last 20 days and month. So that's something I'm just noticing right now, but I'm a little confused as for why the actual review that it's reflecting is only showing old ones in like the details, whereas on my actual website, you can so on the website you guys built, you can't click through to read all of my reviews, but on my House Call Pro website, you can click through and read all of my reviews. So is that something you guys are going to fix so that customers can see all of my reviews on the website like it is right now? Because right now on my website, they can click the arrow underneath the reviews and it scrolls through. But on the my site you guys sent me, that's not there. It just shows three of them, and then it says I have a total of 10, but there's nowhere to click to scroll through all of my reviews. There's nothing there to click.
Okay.
I have both websites up right now. I have two monitors. So I'm looking at my actual live website, and I'm looking at the my site, and this is just something that I just noticed right now while we're on the call.
Okay. Thank you.
But it's not giving me an option to scroll through reviews.
Yeah. I am unable to confirm if this is because of the fact that it's just a preview that you're seeing, or if it's really like that. But one thing I will make sure of is to let them know of your preference that you want to make sure that all reviews are visible. And as much as possible mimic the one that you do have on your current website, that there is an arrow at the bottom part of the reviews so that they can toggle to the next pages of the reviews.
Correct. Yeah, okay. It lists three on the front page, and then there's back and forth arrows at the bottom underneath that says right now on their site, 13 out of 14, 10 out of 12, but it shows all 14 in it. When you click the arrows, it reflects three at a time.
Okay, no worries. I will let them know about it. Of course, we do want to make sure that we create a website that is according to your preference. So in cases where, I've sent them all that we've discussed, Vincent. So in cases where, let's say, for example, they may have missed one or two, or maybe there's anything that is not according to what you want it to be, just please let us know and they'll take care of it right away. Okay.
Of course. I don't want it to change and go live until we at least have these things that I am noticing now adjusted, because once you go live with a new website, I'm not going to have access to the original one anymore to realize what we missed. I think this is it. Once we figure out this review thing and the phone number stuff, we should be good, but I just want to make sure that we're good before we go live with your website because of that reason. Because as soon as you go live, I will lose access to the other website. And so I won't be able to compare anymore. But after further comparison right now with you on the phone, I think as long as they get that stuff adjusted and the reviews figured out, we should be good to go.
Okay, but do you prefer to still get a preview link of the recent
With the fact that we've had to make so many updates over the last few weeks, I think that you guys should send me a preview first. Let me look at it. I'll be fast. And then as long as all of these changes are reflected, then we could go live with it. So maybe we should do that just to make sure so I don't lose the original website until I confirm the changes.
Okay. No worries. I'll let them know to make sure to not allow it to go live until you approve the new preview that they will be sending. okay?
Yeah, let's just do that just to be safe.
All right, thank you so much for that. So I do have here all noted the edits that you do have, you know, you have right now towards the website, the phone number, the BBB seal, QR code, and the review link. And then, of course, the reviews count not matching. I've also given them a heads up about you wanting to have, like, the arrows to make sure the rest of your reviews are visible towards your customers.
Perfect. And there's something else I just noticed right now, but it might be just for me. I'm not sure if, like, customers have access to this. But, like, on my website right now, they're above the reviews under where it says Trusted by Rochester Homeowners. There's a box where you can sort the reviews by most recent or by rating. But I don't have that option on your guys' website that you guys built.
Okay.
Maybe that's something they could look at. Not saying it needs to be there, but I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Because if customers want to sort between the most recent, but then also between the ratings, they could. Granted, so far, mine are all 5-star reviews, but I'm still new. I'm sure I'll get some angry customers that don't like price or something over the time, over the years. And, you know, hopefully we always stay with 5-star reviews, but you know how that goes. There's always going to be somebody that's not happy about something.
Okay. No worries. I do agree on that. We cannot please everyone, so all good. I'll make
right.
sure that gets noted as well, that you prefer to have that box showing both most recent and rating. I'll send that information to our website team as well.
Cool. All right. Okay. Sorry for so many questions, but I'm glad
okay.
you called.
It's okay. I mean, we really do appreciate it whenever our clients are very on top of what, you know, of the processes, and it is very specific about what they want, because that is also how we can achieve, okay, how we can, you know, satisfy you at the same time, because you're paying us, and we do want to make sure you get the best out of the money that you pay for. So thank you so much for that, Vincent. We do, you know, we really appreciate it when it comes to, you know, clients wanting to be very specific about what they want. But also at the same time, according to your exchange emails, you do have a cap towards running Facebook ads?
For now, because I've never done it, and
mm-hmm.
this is all new to me, so it was actually recommended by you guys to start with a cap, and you guys told me in the email that $500 cap is a good start, and we can always go up and down from there, so...
Okay. Are you, because I just wanted to clarify on that too. Do you want it to, I would say, do you want it to like be 500 specific for Facebook ads, or is it 500 in total that you want to spend?
On what? So I guess I'm not sure what you're asking me. I thought we were just doing a hiring ad. So this is all new to me. I went from pen and paper to digital in the past few, not even years. So this is, I'm not even sure what you're asking. So what do you mean by that?
My apologies in that.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, when it comes to your subscription, currently you are at a monthly subscription is $299, right? So the $299, that's your monthly subscription towards SEO, Facebook ads, the website, and, you know, like the AI optimization. And so basically that is what you're paying us monthly every third. Hold on, let me see.
I paid you guys a year in advance.
Yeah.
I paid you guys a year in advance.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I do see that. I'm sorry. I just noticed that. I thought I was looking at 2026, but your billing is actually going to start by next year. So apologies in that. But yeah, I do have in here that we're currently doing Facebook ads for you. So we do have a total for Facebook ads, which is at the current one that we do have here allocated is 900 towards Facebook ads. Now, that is to be used for the whole year. So most likely that 900 is to be divided into 12 months. So let's say, for example, you have, let's do some calculations. I'm sorry. Give me one quick second.
I was going to say, by the 500, I meant that can, not including, like, what I'm already paying you guys and what you already have allocated, like, I'm not sure who I would pay that 500 to. They told me it was per click, but I would allocate up to another 500 per month while running the hiring ads, in addition to whatever you guys are already doing for me.
Okay. Okay, because currently, just to give you a heads up, Vincent, if you are to allocate that total of $900 to each month, there's like $75, towards Facebook ads per month. So that is actually where we wanted to clarify, because on the exchange emails, you wanted to do like a 500 cap. So does it mean that we have to add $425 for this month and then another $425 next month up until you do want to stop the hiring ad? Is that how you want it to be?
Sure. That's fine. I didn't know how it works, so they just said to give you a number for what I was willing to spend towards the hiring ad per month until I find some people. So I'm willing to spend up to $500 to get people per month until we hire some people. So however that makes sense, I'm good with whatever works. Okay. However that makes sense, or however you want to make that work, yeah, totally fine.
Okay, but this is what we're going This is how we're going to make it work, Vincent, because your account is currently set for the whole year, so we will have to do it manually. Okay, I will personally take care of the manual billing towards Facebook ads. So right now, what we will be doing is we will be billing you $425. I will have to check with you before this. Let's see here. So we're going to do it March. I'm going to check with you before the let's say 12th of March today, before the 12th of April. I'm going to check with you, call you, I would say 3 days before the 12th of April, and see if you still wish for, for your Facebook ads to run at 500, and then we manually bill you again. So the billing has to be manual here, because our automated system is not going to bill you on a monthly basis, because it's currently set as a whole year.
Got it. So I thought that I was going to be charged by Facebook per click or something, because that's what you guys said in the email.
That is correct.
So then what if, let's say, I don't get that many clicks and it doesn't lose the $500? Like, how does that work? Does it roll over to the next month?
That's a very good question. That would be a yes. And that is the main purpose why we would be getting into a conversation before we manually bill you. So you get to decide if you want to put in the budget now or maybe later.
Got it.
Because again,
understood.
We will be seeing how much is going to be left once we have that conversation before the 12th of April.
Perfect. Yeah, so let's roll with it then. Do an additional $425 for this month. And do I got to give you payment information again, or do you have my card saved on file from when I did the annual payment amount?
Well, we do have a card on file, because supposedly our billing's automated on a monthly basis. But because you're doing a whole year, that is why we have to do everything on the billing side manually for now. So I'm going to go ahead and get you an invoice for now for $425, so we can add it to your current month's budget towards Facebook ads.
Sure.
Okay.
So all I'm asking is, do I need to get my card out to give you the card information again, or can you take it off of the card that you guys have saved? Mm-hmm. That's all I'm asking.
If the card is still the Visa ending in 6510, then we have it on file. I can run it now.
Yeah, you're good. Run it. Yep, still that card for now.
All right, thank you. So I'll go ahead and run it for the $425. Give me one quick second. All right. Yep. It went green. So all good. I'll send an information to our Facebook team that the total for this month should be at 500. And again, please note that we will be having a conversation again before the 12th of April to go over how much is remaining towards your Facebook ads budget. And also at the same time to see if you wish to add more from there or not. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
All right.
And then once you guys get. Oh,
yeah,
go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say, once you guys get the ad ready for me to look at, you'll send it to me first before we go live with the hiring ad?
Yes, we'll definitely do that. We'll definitely send you a preview of what
Perfect.
The ad looks like before we send it over. And I also did see in the exchange emails a couple information about how you you wish for the ad to look like. So
yeah.
There's a lot of information
yeah.
out here. We've also sent that over to our Facebook team.
Perfect. Now, because they were supposed to already be working on it from like a few days ago when
yeah.
I first sent you guys a text message. Have they already been working on it? And is it something that hopefully we can get buttoned up by, maybe hopefully tomorrow?
Let's see here. I am able to confirm if they can get it all figured out tomorrow, but I can do, I can send them an urgent, request that you wish to see, a preview of the hiring ad by tomorrow.
Yeah, if possible, because that's why I started this whole process on Monday, when I had something happen. So, I sent you guys a long text message on Monday about the hiring ad, and I got a message back saying, no problem. We'll send it over to the Facebook team, and they'll get started on it. And that was Monday. So
yeah.
I just want to make sure that we're on track to get that out as soon as possible, because I am in desperate need of at least one, if not multiple, new employees.
Okay. Yeah, so actually, when it comes to ad campaigns, it usually goes live within 7 days. So we're definitely on track, I would say that.
Okay.
The reason why
Perfect.
It has to be within 7 days is because they do want to make sure that it's optimized, everything's on point before pushing it live.
Sure.
But one thing to know as well, we're running two ads for you, correct? One for the hiring and one for the regular campaign. Just wanted
yep.
to check. Okay. And since we're going to be at 500, how much are we putting into the regular campaign? And how much are we putting into the ad campaign, the hiring campaign? Since we have 500 now, right? We have 500 now. So are we looking in? I would recommend, okay, because if you really want to push more on, I would say, the hiring campaign, then we can do possibly either 300 towards the hiring campaign and 200 towards your regular campaign.
Yeah, go ahead. Do that. I would say definitely do more, at least right now in this moment, do more towards the hiring campaign because that's more urgent. Yep.
Okay. No worries. I'll definitely do that allocation towards your Facebook ads campaign. And, again, I'll make sure to send an urgent request to our Facebook team to possibly send you a preview link of the hiring ad campaign by tomorrow.
Perfect. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll continue to update you about, both the Facebook and the website. I've sent all the information that we've discussed now, Vincent, and they'll take it from here. And also at the same time, I'll just go ahead and personally take care of it too. Just wanted to make sure that we are able to attend to all these that we've discussed today. Possibly I'll update you since today's a Thursday. I'll just make sure I update you before we go on a weekend. I'll update you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate everything that you guys have done so far. I always say it in my emails, but you guys have been fantastic, very punctual, mm-hmm. and you guys are just doing an awesome job, and I couldn't ask for anything more. So thank you so much. And, yeah, I look forward to this relationship with you guys. And so far, you guys have substantially helped me grow the business, and that's awesome.
All right. Well, thank you so much as well, Vincent. And again, my name is Catherine. So I'm definitely going to give you a call tomorrow. Do you have any preferred time for me to call, or can I call you any time of the day?
You can call me anytime. If the morning, I'm going to be a little tied up, but I typically try to answer my phone. But I would say best case scenario, anytime after 1 p.m. my time, I should be free enough to have a call, phone call. I'll be in the field, but I have a double inspection in the morning, but I should be wrapped up with that by like 1 o'clock, and then I just have some estimates after that, but I'm more available at an estimate than I am at an inspection, if that makes sense.
Okay, no worries. I'll put that on my notes too to call you a little later in the day. I'll be able,
perfect.
I would say, yep, I would say I'd be able to call you past 1 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay, perfect. That
all
works.
Right. Well, yes, we'll talk tomorrow then, and I'll definitely give you updates about where we are at, okay?
Cool. Sounds good. Well, thank you very much, Catherine, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Sure. Well, thank you so much as well for your time, Vincent. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.